Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, Steiny's out. Hopefully going to be back tomorrow, feeling a little bit under the weather.
So is Curry.
Well, he's out tonight.
Yeah.
He wasn't out last night.
Yeah.
He might have been out in Miami.
Remember last year they were playing dominoes and I lost every... Remember I got mad. Him and Jimmy didn't play.
You lost on dominoes or the game?
No, Jimmy and Dre were playing at the off day in Miami and then we got B-Ba 100.
Yeah, you didn't like that.
Nah.
Well, you can't go out and, you know, look like you're enjoying Miami, that's have a good time and get smoked by 40 points.
My neck, my back.
Yeah. But on a night like tonight, it makes a little more sense. It's a back-to-back. By the way, so Curry's out tonight. Jimmy's questionable. Draymond's questionable. Kuminga's out. Horford's out. Curry's out, so I'm going to go on a limb goo and say that Draymond doesn't play tonight.
Yeah, and if you're into gambling, I'm taking Moody over. If it's more of 13 or 12 points, he's got to be the dude.
Now, are you sure you should be giving that kind of advice?
It's my neighbor.
I'm not talking about last time. We want people to not think we're putting all that on all this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I am not... what's my guy that just got busted?
1-800
Chauncey Billups.
Yeah. Don't call. All right, Gettings in for Steinmetz. Let's get this thing started with Matt, who's in Oakland. We got a lot of people want to talk Dubs. Lost last night in Orlando. Matt, what's going on, man? How are we feeling this morning?
It's all good, fellas. How you doing?
Hey.
Fantastic. What's up?
A couple of things. They have a 1 and a 2, and I guess Draymond's a 3 or a 4, but they really need another guy who can score, who's longer and younger. And I don't know, Pods, Kuminga, Buddy Hield, you're going to have to package those guys somehow and get some help because it just ain't working. I think Moody and Richards are fine. Richards is a great find. That's awesome. Now, I got a fix for this season.
Oh.
I don't think you can get the NBA to do anything crazy, so check this out. All right. So it's, as it stands now, the Warriors have 11 days off in December and they have 8 days off in February. How about if you keep the same number of games? When they go to 32 teams, you have four divisions of 8. You play everybody twice, that's 62. You play everybody in your conference 15 times, that's 77. And instead of this goofy tournament they play in December, take the 32 teams and make it like March Madness and play one and done. Because that would be exciting. And the most games that anybody could play would be 5, because you go 32, 16, 8, 4, and then the last game. So that's 5 games at most, plus 77 is 82. Everybody else plays a few less. Tweak the season, make it a little longer on both ends, and get rid of a lot of these back-to-backs, because they're never going to change it a lot. But that would give you the same number of games and give you a lot of gambling opportunities, which, let's face it, that's what they're about. and then you get a little bit more rest. But the season's crazy the way it is. And I know people say, yo, they used to do it, blah, blah, blah. But it's not the same game anymore. It's way harder. So that's what I think. Let me know what you guys think. Have a great day. Talk to y'all later.
I got you. Thanks, Matt. That's a lot of math from Matt.
And he's way down the road. He's too far down the road.
32 teams.
You got to, where are the two new cities? Well, Vegas is going to get one, huh? You would think.
Yeah, you'd assume so. But to his point, I think this is what Kerr was talking about yesterday, where he was saying the game is faster than it's ever been. And he believes that, along with, I think, the Warriors medical staff, so there's some evidence behind this, that that's the reason for a lot of these soft tissue issues.
Mm-hmm.
and injuries that we're seeing, like Giannis going out, what, Wemby missing a few weeks, Devon Castle out 1 to 2,
Zion,
that
kind of stuff. Hammy.
Well, he's had that his whole life.
Yeah, look like, at you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why his point is, because of how fast people are playing, you're basically just sprinting for 48 minutes. It's too much on the human body, he's saying.
Yeah, and that's why what Curry's doing this year is incredible. You know, today will be, yeah, he's out, Evan. I feel like I'm not mad. They're like, you've earned that. You're 37. And right now, I know the season ended here in the Bay with a soft tissue injury once he did what he did to his hammy. But, I mean, Evan, this is the game now. This, they choose to play it this way. So, you know, I'm not saying you got a violin, but I'm over here like, man, you know, the games are coming fast and in a hurry. And just right now, we have to diversify our portfolio. And the days of just going out and trying to win an NBA basketball game, getting nothing down low, we don't even have a threat down low. It's irked me for a while, but they've kind of built a dynasty on it. But now I just feel like those chickens and hens are coming home to roost, man.
Well, they haven't had an interior presence. That's why they swung and missed with Wiseman. But
why would you say it?
Well, but that's how they built this team, though. I mean, this team is not built from the inside out.
Mm.
It's built from the outside in. And to be fair, that's a big reason why they've hoisted 4 championships. But building it from the outside in with 2 guys, and I'm kind of with Matt. Like, Draymond he's a 3 from the defensive standpoint. Like, they're a good defensive team with Draymond, but he adds largely nothing on the offensive side.
He's not a 2.03.
No, they don't have a 3 on that side of the ball.
Nope, they don't.
Some nights it's Moody. Some nights it could be Kuminga. Yeah. Some nights, I don't know, if you want to throw Buddy or Pods or whoever else you think you can score. Some nights maybe Post. But they don't have a consistent third option to score the basketball on this team. And that's why it feels like Curry and sometimes Jimmy, like last night,
got
to be superhuman for you to be in the game.
Yeah, and it's basically that third score by committee. Just real quick about JK. Evan, are you concerned, or should I be concerned about a 23-year-old with bilateral knee tendonitis? Because let's put it right on the table. I feel like had Kuminga not got hurt last year, Jimmy wouldn't be a Warrior. He had the keys. He got hurt. That's on him. But the bottom line is, you know, it's cute right now. He's out. He'll be right back. But, Evan, this is about to be the third game he's missed. Like, how concerned should we be about a guy, a young guy, out with tendonitis in his knee, especially when they need him?
Well, I can't concern myself with that. Like, that sucks. But if he's got tendonitis, he's got tendonitis. I mean, you didn't know that when you drafted him. You didn't know it until it popped up. I think it was last year. But if he's got tendonitis, then maybe he's not someone you want to invest in beyond this season. Maybe he's someone used to trade at the deadline. I don't know. What I also say is this. I'm glad that Kuminga took his money this summer, because if he's injured again, much in the way he was last year, and I know last year was more of a fluke thing, but if he's injured the way he was last year, he would not be hitting the open market looking to get paid.
Wow. All right.
I mean, that's why you don't play on the 1-year qualifying offer. For this reason, in case this tendonitis is something that keeps him out long term. So I'm glad he got his money in the meantime. All right, let's go to Devon, who's in the Uber. Devon, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, how are my guys this morning, man?
Awesome.
All right, D, what's
up,
buddy?
How are you doing?
You know what? I'm pretty good, man. I wanted to speak on the Jimmy Buddy situation. And then the Heat situation.
Because didn't like it. Both of us didn't like it, D.
Right. I can understand that. I think that's one of those situations where Jimmy views Buddy as his little bro, right? And sometimes you're the only one that can talk to your little brother that way. If anybody else talked to him like that, Jimmy going to get in his face. But I think I don't put anything to that. I think they talk mess. And we love it when it's fun, but we don't like it when there's tension. And the tension is just coming from a competitive aspect. I'm not going to rule it out 1,000%, E, because I get it. Like, if you're looking at the totality of Jimmy's career and how he's handled things. But personally, I think I've been on teams where I didn't make the knucklehead decisions with my bros, because my bros are D1 hoopers, right? I'm just the guy. And they'll talk to me crazy like that. And they know what's going to light the fire. Right, they know how I'm going to shut down. And one thing Jimmy doesn't want is for Buddy to shut down. You see what I'm saying? He knows he needs.
Well, how is that building him up? That was lightweight embarrassing. I'm just saying, D, I feel you, but come on, man. That was not cool. And I'm going to ask you this, D, I'm cutting you off, not on purpose. How many times have we seen the Jimmy Buddy show this year? It was weird already, but it was cute. But now we're kind of lightweight. You sound like in denial. That was not cool, and you didn't make the best pass to let the whole arena and the opponents know I ain't passing you the ball again like I'm your dad. That's not cool, D.
Yeah, no. I get it, and I know you hoop too, Goo, but that's one of those things where maybe I could be in denial. I will leave that open. But I think that's one of them things. Sometimes you embarrassing us. Maybe that's not the only thing. Maybe that was the tip of the iceberg. Mm. Maybe he felt like had Buddy put in more effort to catch the ball. I'm sure Jimmy doesn't think it was an A1 pass, but put in the effort to help me out. Help me. That's what that is. It was like a help me. You see what I'm saying? We know what Jimmy's stat line was. We know what Steph's stat line. Help me. That's what they're saying. And sometimes you got to, hey, brother, can you help out? Or sometimes, hey, you helping? Sometimes you got to get it away any kind of way, you know? And then speaking for the Heat, I can see Steph being out, and I know Dre be out when Steph is out, and I hate that. It's kind of soft to me. I don't like that. But I want Jimmy to beat the Heat. I want him to always have treat the Heat like they the ops, you know? Like, and I need Moses to ball out. Post ball out. Everybody look out for your brother, right?
I like that.
I'm not saying Jimmy's hands is clean, but we need a win, Dub Nation, and this is the win we do need. I don't care how tired folk is. I don't care how much ice you put on your knees. Look out for your brothers. If it's strength in numbers, it's brotherhood. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Shout out Steiny, man. I hope Steiny get better.
Yeah, Steiny's a little under the weather today. Hopefully he's going to be back tomorrow. Thanks, D. Like, yeah. I hear thanks, Steiny. By the way, he's not feeling good today,
no,
all right?
He's
under the weather like the Warriors were last night, all right? Get off him.
Hey, I love D, man, but Evan, just real quick about that Buddy Jimmy thing.
I'm with you, man.
That was not cool, man.
So, first of all, yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGM, ZFM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I know that a lot of people... Like they listen to the show, they love the show. But yeah. But you and I and Steiny, we talk off the air about a lot of these things. And even last year, the Jimmy Buddy thing, we all talked. I thought it was weird.
I thought it was weird, man.
Because there's just something about like Jimmy Butler when things are going good, it's all cute and fun. But always when things tend to go wrong. It just sours.
Yeah.
And like, for example, one of the things that kind of bugged me last year that we talked about, I think this is on the air, but when Kerr went after Buddy for not throwing the ball to Curry and undressed him in front of everybody, like, that's not cool. I don't care if it's Buddy Hield and he's messing up. You don't do that to your teammates. If you're the head coach, you don't undress a guy. You do it behind the scenes.
That's
just the way that I do things. If my teammate was playing good or bad, I don't care, and I understand where you're coming from, Devon. Like you're not the D1 guy, so you got to help those guys. But if you're getting undressed, do it to me in private. Like, tell me what I'm doing wrong in private. Don't do it. By the way, that was in the first quarter of the game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it was in the fourth saying, we're getting our ass beat, help me out. That was in the first quarter of the basketball game. And for him to look at Buddy Hield and say, I'm not passing you the ball again?
Wow.
That's just like that's
in front
that's
of the
weak,
magic.
Man. That game
man,
is still very much in
no
the balance.
Doubt. And Evan, what you're preaching, I feel what you're putting down. And I'll say this: we love Coach Kerr. I do, right? And if that was part of your DNA and you were a Bobby Knight type coach, and everybody got the business, just keep it consistent. And I get it. But yeah, going after Buddy in the front, and he had his reasons to do it, but. Like Evan, it feels like I don't even need to sell you. You're already signed
after
up for reserve.
After you threw the ball away.
And it wasn't the best pass. That's what D said. It wasn't the best pass. But Evan, why am I mad that Jimmy was frustrated with the state of his play, his team, these young cats trying to run? They were talking smack. They were squab all night. They had to be separated, Jimmy. And I felt like you were taking out your frustration on your teammate. And to me, that's weak. But also, too, Evan – Jimmy's struggling. Buddy's struggling. So to me, when you're a guy struggling, that's not the time to rip him. You could send him going south.
Well, and we've seen how Buddy Hield can help this team.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a big reason you even got to the second round of the playoffs in the first place.
Speak.
If Buddy Hield doesn't have 30 points in Game 7 against the Rockets, you don't beat Houston. And we're talking about a very different situation because one of the reasons that people are so high on this team, this season, and this roster is because people believe that that team could have got to the Western Conference Finals. Well, I bet you what, if they had lost Game 7 on the road and blew a 3-1 first-round series lead to a second seed that now got rid of players, as far as Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, we would be talking about this team very differently.
Yeah.
So Buddy Hield, I just hate how people continue to pick on him because also this to me is important too. The Buddy Butler relationship to me is a barometer. And you're right that we haven't seen the buddy-buddy.
What do you think of that, buddy. Real quickie? I know I asked you.
We haven't seen it since Media Day.
Is that
That's
weird?
That's the last time we've seen them two have a funny moment. The most symbiotic that they have looked together is on that bobblehead they gave out in preseason.
Okay, wow.
Seriously.
And that says
That's
it,
the
and
last time we've seen Buddy and Butler look like they've been having fun together.
Interesting.
I'm just being honest.
And don't love me when I'm up. If I'm Buddy, that's what I'd say to Jimmy. If you ain't going to love me when I'm down or try to build me up, don't come when it's good and I'm shooting 50% in the 5 games from deep. Don't love me then, E. That's how I think. You know, be consistent, man. But to say out loud, I'm not passing you the ball, I was like, wow.
And look, it's
somebody
not like,
intervene.
It's not like Butler's going to not pass on the ball again.
Know,
they gotta
got to
trust
you.
Each other.
I got you.
But that's the frustration.
It look bad. Yeah.
And it wasn't like they've been playing bad. They just won 2 games against San
and
Antonio.
And here we go. This is the new reality. That thing made its round on social. Just think if you're on the bus or plane going wherever you are and your buddy, you got to handle people are like, what was up with that? There's nothing on this earth, not one iota, that would be a positive for Buddy Hield in his life after the game.
Well,
like,
I think
that wasn't cool.
Buddy Hield is a guy who can take that, and I think that's why they take advantage of his kindness. But Buddy Hield was the guy that last season Steph Curry said was one of his favorite teammates. It's because he's the same
he
Buddy
did.
No matter what.
He did.
To do that to that guy, I thought it was kind of a weak move.
And I love you more because we watched it together, but when I went to the lab, it got my dibs on. And I came in this morning and told you what was at the top of my note sheet. You said it without looking at like, this happened. And I almost hugged you like, we feel the same way on it. Do you think there's anybody out there real quickie in Dub Nation that thinks we're blowing this out of proportion?
Probably, and that's fine. But again, I said this right off the top.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Like, this is a receipt that I'm keeping.
And that, wow.
And it's not necessarily just about Jimmy and Buddy, although I do think it's strange that they were buddy-buddy last year and this year. We haven't really seen that this year. But it's because Jimmy Butler has a history of being a great teammate when you're winning and not being a great teammate when he's losing.
I don't like that.
It's happened at every single stop. So, again, it's not anything right now, but that's something I'm absolutely putting in the file. Shout out to you, Goo. I'm putting it in the file. Mm. That's all I'm doing.
All right.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Richmond. Chris, what's going on, man? How we doing this morning?
Oh, good and you.
Hey.
The Warriors, man, and Warriors fans, y'all guys got to realize these guys are old, man. Legs aren't what they used to be. You know, these funny nights they're taking off. You know, it's going to be up and down season. Nothing consistent. They're done. That's all I got.
Well, damn, Chris, you going to watch the games or what?
Yes, I do. And played it, too.
There you go, Jay.
No, I got you. I'm just saying, if they're done, are you still going to watch?
No. I'm not a Warriors fan.
Oh, well, there you go, Chris. Appreciate the call. Yeah, like...
He could have lied and said he wasn't, and it would have made sense. Now he's like, I'm not. Like, all right, man.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, look, on a night like last night, I actually don't think the old guys looked that old.
Oh, Jim, and I'm talking about Jimmy. He was great. He was great, Evan. 38 minutes, he looked spry. 13 of 15 from the free throw line? I like what Jimmy was doing. I just didn't like that display of leadership there. And Dre was hitting shots in the first quarter. But, Evan, the turnovers. What about the possession? It's one possession right before half to where you thought the Warriors were going to get the last possession. Steph with the left-hand entry pass. And Wagner just snatches it. They go down. And I'm like, yeah, it was just one play. But it's like Warriors were trying to run a pick and roll. And Steph just lollygagged the throw. And, bam, give me that. We going the other way. It's like the turnovers, the time that they happened to the Warriors just – they stink, man. And 18 on the night last night.
Well, yeah, and they turn into 20-plus points, and that's a big difference in the game. And that's why I know Curry shot the ball well in the first half.
Yeah, well, good call.
Because in the second half, he was 5 for 13 and went 2 of 8 from 3 in the second half. Yeah. Jimmy Butler was consistent on offense the entire night. But those guys still didn't take care of the ball. I mean, that's the one thing is going to hurt this team to me more than most. I think that's why you don't see someone like Pods back in the starting lineup. Will Richard is starting over him because Will Richard takes care of the ball. It's why
how long
Moses
you think
Moody's
that's
in the starting lineup.
We'll just talk about the Rook.
Will Richard? Probably until they start losing some games. Right. But I wouldn't look at Will Richard and say he's why they lost the game.
Oh, no,
last
not
night.
At all. Just like it's the NBA. It's hard. He's learning. He's getting valuable experience. But, you know, Evan, it's my fault. I'm looking at it and I'm like, come on. Give me that. And then, like, dude, he's a rookie and he's handling his business. But I am looking, Evan, you know, 15 minutes on the night last night. You know, that wasn't 38, 35. But I'm wondering how long he's going to be in the starting lineup. Because I don't feel like it's going to be for the whole season.
Probably not.
And that's
not.
No indication that I'm telling you he's playing bad. But it's like, man, that's a lot of pressure on the Rook.
No, and that's why a lot of his minutes are going to other guys. They're still going to... Like, on a night like last night, I would have liked to see Will Richard play more than Buddy Hield. But the one thing, too, that Will Richard, and it's probably because he's a rookie, he fouls a lot. You know, I think it was the second game against San Antonio.
No, you got it.
There was someone who called in and said, why didn't Will Richard play more? And the reason was he committed four fouls in 15 minutes.
I got you.
Last night he had three fouls in 15 minutes. So that's a young guy thing.
And the team had 18 in the second quarter.
Yeah,
committed
but
18.
They probably could have used a little more Will last night. I don't know if it makes the difference. But they needed someone else not named Butler or Curry to make a shot.
And Pods couldn't do it, and Moody couldn't do it.
No, Pods had a couple of... The one layup with the right hand.
Oh, Evan, that was an eyesore.
That was just an absolute brick. That one hurt.
And, again, you could channel your inner Steiny. I guess there was no place for TJD last night with that length that Orlando had to just kind of throw him in there and muck it up because Post was out there for 12 minutes. He was fighting. But, Evan, I ain't worried about Quinnen, but it's just if the three's not falling, is he using his size and has he learned to use his size? And I think I know the answer to that, no. But if he's not draining threes, what's he doing for you?
He's doing nothing. Mm. I mean, they now have two centers who get picked on defensively. I know Horford's a better defender, and he had a couple steals and a block last night. He's a better defender than Post is. But you saw the moment that he was out there, they just put him in pick and roll
all day.
And they got largely whatever they wanted.
A blender.
They don't have, right now, the Warriors, they know about three positions. And I think Moody is probably the fourth guy that they feel confident in.
I was singing his praises yesterday, Moody. I wasn't by myself, so I can't just jump off the ship, nor do I ever do that. You know, off a game that he wasn't bad, Evan, but you could just tell the length and the athleticism. Orlando matched his, if not more, and it was difficult for him to cook.
Well, he can't really do anything off the bounce either. I mean, he's a good shooter. He didn't shoot it well last night. But they also ran the Warriors off the three-point line.
They were, man.
I mean, this is a team that, in San Antonio, they got up almost 63s in one game. Last night, they only shot 36. I think you got to give Orlando some credit in that regard.
And I love you for pointing that out, Evan, and that. And you know what that takes? Energy. You know, youth. Athleticism to go do that, you know, the want to, and they did it from the outset.
Yes, they did. And the Warriors, again, they just did not have it. I know the morning roast was hot on this, and you were too, so maybe we can get into the other side. This idea of the schedule and just where that fits, because I know you got some thoughts on it, and some people were hot on it as well. We also got Ted Wynn coming up at high noon to talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Win last week with Brock Purdy. Got another matchup coming up on Monday night with Carolina. Going to dig deep with Ted Wynn of The Athletic, also an NFL senior writer for them as well. All right, Giddings in for Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's. Thanks, Steiny. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Yeah. Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock, but now back to Steiny and Goo. Goo, you're my guy. Steiny, eh. Wheel.
Willard and Dibbs coming up in the crossover later today. I don't know if I like that one.
Hit me. You don't like that? Like, give me more Wheel. What about the star of the station this morning? Sam, I am Lubman with the greatest. I gave him a 9. Dibs, you only take it to 4, occasional 5. You didn't hear him do his Willard impersonation?
He has a Willard impersonation?
Dude, it was incredible. We got to play it.
Is it on the air?
We got to fight. Yeah, it was on the air.
Well, I know Pasta's got a pretty good one, too.
Spadoni was in love with it, so was I.
I'll see if we could go back and find it. I'll look in the archives.
But do you have a Willard? Not bad.
No way, that's not bad.
One more time. Not quite Loveman, possible.
Not there.
I'm gonna give you a B+.
I gotta hear Sam's, but that's not bad.
That was not bad.
Willard quietly does have kind of a high pitched laugh when he really gets chuckling. Oh my goodness. All right. So maybe we could play him later in the crossover. Compare him together. All right. Giddings in for Steinmetz. He's a little under the weather, so he'll be back tomorrow. Guru here with you. As always, we got Ted Wynn coming up at 12 o'clock to talk some Niners with us. He's from The Athletic, senior NFL writer. A lot of great film study and breakdown from him. So we're going to talk to him at high noon. Until then, taking your calls on the Warriors, who right now fall to 9-7. They play tonight in Miami without Curry. Draymond's still questionable, along with Butler. Kuminga's out. Horford is out. So it could be another Sacramento Kings situation, Google. We're seeing a lot of young guys, obviously, minus Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, and a lot of the young guys last night were MIA. I know they're in Miami, but they were MIA. And hopefully that's not the case tonight. And, you know, 9-7 after 16, Evan, I'll take it. But I wish it were better. But you got to earn what you know. You got to earn the games that you win. And you do that by playing better basketball. But Carter was with us at the cafeteria. And he came in during the break. And he was hot. And just about last night. And, Evan, he brought up something that you can lose, but what bothers me about this Warrior team defensively, Evan, it just feels like when the other teams score, it's that layup line where there's no fear factor in the paint. And Suggs started it. And Wendell Carter Jr., DeSilva, I mean, we just have no resistance in the paint, Ian. I don't like it. And I know teams are going to score, but they're not afraid of us anymore, man. There is no Looney, no Bogut, no Zaza to put somebody on their ass. It just feels like it's just easy against us. No matter who you are, Quentin Jackson, I won't forget that name, Ryan Rollins. Like, they were cooking us. Like, I can take these dudes to the cup. And Suggs was doing it all night.
Well, we saw this a lot last year, too. Like, guards that can put 2 feet in the paint really frustrate the Warriors.
And, I hate hearing that.
Well, Moody can't guard all of them, and there's a lot of guys who can, especially in Orlando, who are fast, who are quick. Bane can get you off the bounce. Wagner's physical enough to get to the paint. Man. Suggs obviously can penetrate. Anthony Black is a former lottery pick.
Yes.
I mean, they got some good players, but the Warriors as a whole defensively, when Draymond's not on the floor, I thought last night just really, really struggled to stop anything Orlando was doing. Plus, they turned the ball over.
When they were making a run.
It's an easy 2 points the other way. I mean, and to be fair, it did start with the older guys. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry last night combined for 11 of their 18 turnovers.
Wow. I don't like that. Yeah.
I mean, I know Steph shot it well in the first half. Butler played well pretty much the whole game. But they were sloppy early.
And I'll say this to that, Evan. I'm waiting on the Curry movie because there's one coming when it's all said and done. But the bottom line, even when he was in his Optium prime, he turned the rock over. And Draymond Green, as much as he handles it, and I appreciate his effort this season, man, he's turning it over. And I guess what I'm saying to you is, do we expect that to get rectified, or you got to take the good with the bad? And now that these two gentlemen are older, this is what it is.
Well, that's why
I need to check myself, because this comes with the good.
That's why I think Jimmy was frustrated last night at Buddy, because he's the one guy that I trust to take care of the ball. And he had two really sloppy turnovers in the first half. One of them, he was trying to thread it to Buddy on a fast break early in the game. And then at the end of the quarter, he obviously threw it over Buddy's head. And I think that Jimmy was frustrated with how much he didn't take care of the ball last night, because that's his job.
Yeah.
One of the whole reasons they went out and got Butler, and why they turned from a team that was loose and careless to a team that looked tight at the end of last year, is because he takes care of the ball and he gets to the free throw line. And last night, he was the only guy that got to the free throw line, but he didn't take care of the ball.
Yeah.
And they need someone. Like, I'm going to be honest. I keep feeling like Jimmy Butler is this team's best point guard. That's a problem.
Yeah, but you're right. He is. I don't even think it's close.
No, like, yeah. I mean, I know Steph plays point.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying.
He's off the ball a lot.
He's the grown-up in the room with the rock when it comes to the basketball.
Especially because he has to score, and there's a lot of attention paid to him. So Jimmy Butler's got to be tighter with the rock than he was last night, and I think he knows that. And so that's why I'm hoping that he goes tonight in Miami.
Evan, for Jimmy, it feels like 32. 16 field goal attempts, I love that. Got to the line 15 times, so you do the math. I mean, that's almost 20-something shots, so I like that aggressive Jimmy.
Well, he's aggressive. We'll see if he's aggressive again tonight, because that's another part, too.
Or available.
Well, if he's available, but it's like, one of the things that I think is frustrating for people watching a game like last night is, so all three of your older guys played, and for the most part, they were pretty good, and you didn't win. How many games are you going to get? You said 65, right? The goal, to get Butler, Green, and Curry all playing in the same game. Okay, well, you've lost a couple of those games this year. You lost that game against Portland. You lost that game against Milwaukee.
You got ran out the building, yeah.
You did. You lost against OKC. And now you've lost against the Magic. So that's four of the 65 potential games that we're aiming for, that we don't know, but we're aiming for to get those guys together. That's what feels frustrating to me, is you do have your entire roster ready last night.
Yeah.
Forget about Banchero. That doesn't matter to me. Whether he was there or not doesn't matter. You had all of your guys, and you still got beat.
And I'm going to do this, Evan. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you did have a majority of your guys. But Jonathan Kuminga, I love what you said to start the show. This was the type of game, this was the type of team that you needed him out there, and he wasn't. And now, just me, and I can do what I want with my thoughts, and I'm sharing it with you all, I'm getting concerned moving forward that we don't have a surplus of athleticism. We are athletically challenged. So with that said, Kuminga being absent, oh, no big deal. It does become a bigger deal because you need him.
Well, you need a good version of him, but you don't know if that good version is going to show up.
Mm.
Just like I don't know if the good version of Moses Moody is going to show up. I don't know if the good version of Pods is going to show up. I don't know if the good version of Post is going to show up. So I understand what you're saying. And Kuminga, if he was playing the way he played the first five games of the year, he could help you last night. I don't know if you win, but he helps you last night. Yeah. But he hasn't played like that guy the last few times he's been out there.
Yeah, and I guess that's why I'm a little upset. Not upset, just from a fan standpoint, I'm slightly irritated, because I would have rather Kuminga been out with this knee issue on a confidence, on a good thing, you know, I played great five games. Everybody's can see my growth. I don't like the fact that he had been struggling or turning the rock over and then he's out. And he didn't plan it that way, but I don't like that, because now you come back and it's, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is, dude, you weren't exactly playing your best basketball when you went out. And maybe, here we go again, E, in Dub Nation, I don't like this. A has to mean B, B has to mean C. Maybe that's why he was playing less stellar basketball, because of the knee. But those are excuses.
I mean, I don't know what he is or what he wasn't doing. I know he wasn't playing very well. And I hope he can get back to playing well, because when he was, the Warriors were winning some basketball games. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru. Let's go to Jim, who's in St. Louis. Jim, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Oh, man, I'm freaking out.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm with you.
Oh, boy.
Okay. If they keep playing with this team as it is, they're a 500 team.
Oh.
I ain't going to lie to you. Sorry. It's true.
Well, they're 9-7, Jim, so they're two games above 500.
Yeah. I'm talking about come 80 games, they're going to be 500. But, I mean, last night was – it revealed everything that's wrong. First of all, Richard should have been playing the minutes that Paz was playing. First, that's the number one thing they can do to fix it right now. But Kerr won't do it. Do you agree?
I don't. I don't know how Evan feels.
I mean, do they win that game last night if Will Richard plays 27 minutes, Jim?
I'm just saying they should be switched minutes because Richard has that I don't know what you call him, but he's got it, and Pods is still struggling to get it. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. What did Kerr say talking about the NBA dealing with the back-to-backs and stuff like that?
What did Kerr say? Appreciate the call, Jim. How about I just play it for you? This is what Kerr was saying about the schedule that had people in a tizzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
You know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track of anything. But, I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. I think our guys have held up remarkably well.
So I've been a little reluctant to give credence to that because I think it is what it is. It's an excuse. But is there some merit to it? I do think so. Like, I do think that this has been one of, if not the toughest schedules in the NBA to begin the season.
Is it why? Let me ask you this, and I hear you, and I'm giving credence to that. Is it why they're 9-7 in your mind, though? Is it the sole reason why this team's 9-7?
Maybe a couple of the games, yeah. Like the Portland game at the beginning of the season. Like, that to me was a schedule loss.
But the euphoria I felt Friday pouring myself a drink at home after what they did against San Antonio in both games, 8 quarters, I guess I didn't stop celebrating then when it was good. You know what I mean? I feel like that's front-running. But he's stating the facts. I get it. But when it goes your way and you win, I don't hear a lot of that.
Well, why did they beat San Antonio?
Execution. And Steph went...
Because Curry was great.
Yeah, no, okay.
They won two games against the Spurs
but
because
that's how
Curry
they're
went
win,
Michael Jordan.
That's how they're going to win this year. And maybe that's why I should have slowed my roll when, like, I'm expecting him to do that more often than not.
Well, that's a lot to ask. And last night, he shot it pretty well for one half.
At 37 years old.
But he didn't have enough gas left in the tank. And this is not to say that Curry was bad last night, but the point is... To beat good teams, and I think Orlando's a good team. I know they're 8-7, but I think they're better than the record. Curry probably had to go for 40 last night if they were going to win.
Wow.
That's just the case. That's just the reality. And he couldn't do it. And he couldn't do it because maybe it's because he's 37. Maybe
and they were playing hellified defense. Let's be real.
Well, so were the Spurs.
And that makes his 30 more impressive and Jimmy too, but they were making it hard.
But my point is, how can we go from the euphoria of what was back-to-back San Antonio games to crushing them when they lose to Orlando? Like, are they either of these teams? I think they're probably somewhere in the middle. But getting two wins against the Spurs was impressive. but it didn't mean you could just walk into Florida
and
beat the Magic and the Heat on back-to-back nights.
That's how I get. You're talking to me, Ian. I don't think I'm the only one in Dub Nation, but I'm sorry. You know, that's what I thought. And, you know, people were coming for me yesterday because they keep saying, in regard to the Warriors, I'm living in the past, and maybe I am. But when I see Steph do what he did in San Antonio and home against Denver early, looking at him averaging 27 points early, not taking many nights off, he's still bouncy. I'm like, okay, we got something. And maybe that's where I err, Evan, is, you know, in sports, you think you get rolling and Uncle Momentum is on your side. So I'm sorry, because I do think Banchero is a great player or good player. And I thought coming into last night's game against the Orlando Magic, where I saw over the weekend Brooklyn beat Orlando, I'm thinking, okay, this team could be had.
They hung with Orlando.
They hung with them.
Yeah, they hung with them.
But with Steph, Jimmy, and Dre. So maybe that's where I'm going wrong. Evan, are you telling me to dial down my expectations night in, night out?
Well, but this team in Orlando also just took Houston on the road to overtime, and Houston's a really good team. Like, and they didn't have Banchero for that game. Like, my point is, it just, like, I think we always look at what the Warriors didn't do, what they didn't have. And to me, it's very clear what's going on with this team right now. And it's less about the schedule to me, although I think that's a part of it. And it is because they are very old and very inexperienced. Like, their young guys are inexperienced, right, and their old guys are older. That breeds a lot of inconsistency. So last night, you had your old players playing well. Your young guys were inexperienced. They didn't play well because they couldn't handle the pace and the tempo that Orlando was bringing. Okay, so a couple games ago in San Antonio, your old guys were good enough to get you over the top. But that's not going to happen every night.
Right.
You know, I just, like, Curry can't average 40 points a game.
Yeah, and Evan, I hear you.
By the way, Curry also stunk in New Orleans, but you had a young guy emerge and play well. And yeah, I know the Pelicans aren't very good.
I got you.
But Moses Moody won that game for him in the first quarter. And he didn't show up against Orlando.
You were running down what this team is, and Evan, this is going to be the death of them until a move is made, if one is made. And it's what Carter just talked about during the break, and I brought it up to you early. Evan, we're small. And when you're small and not that athletic, you almost got to be perfect from deep. And that's what this team is. It's a three-point shooting team. And if Buddy doesn't have it going, who do we really have? Steph, Moses, and occasionally Pods. And right now, we're just a one-trick pony in regard to, you know, we're not a 3-and-D team. We shoot threes, and then we give, you know, people get by us, and I don't know. I'm going to say this, Evan. Everybody on this team is not 35 to 37 years old. Pods is young, but his defense is not there. And Moody you could count on, but I guess I just get somber and sad because Orlando, most often than not, a night in, night out, we're going to lose the athletic battle. We just are.
I think most nights they are, unless they're playing the Clippers, who are the only team that's older than them in the league. All right, what do you give the 408 this? From the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Are the Warriors just weathering the schedule storm until, well, Seth, I think more Melton are full speed?
I heard Melton had a setback, E. I don't know what you got on that. I read that this morning coming in. I'll leave that there, but go ahead.
I think he's played one full season in his NBA career. That's neither here nor there.
I hear you. We love you, Mel.
In that case, just relax through these last few rough days deal. Okay, what I'll say this. This is about the schedule. So Kerr said, and he's right, that they've played 17 games in 29 days in 13 different cities. That's a lot, right? Okay, I'll give you that. They're the only team that's played more than three back-to-backs the first 16 games of the season. But the next 17 games, Goo.
All right, next 17. Dave Crane.
Until the end of the year, until we're talking about 2026, you play 16 games starting tonight in 39 days. And you have two back-to-backs. So a lot of these issues that Steve Kerr is attributing to scheduling and it being difficult and unfair, I don't want to hear them. If this team is still playing poorly or looking like this, it's not because of the schedule. You can't put it on that anymore. I do believe that this rough patch is hard. But that's not the case the rest of the year. You're going to get more rest. You're not going to be playing as many back-to-backs, so you should be ideally more healthy. You should have Horford for more games. I don't want to hear that excuse beyond now. The first 17 games, I'll give it to you. But from here on out, that ain't the case.
I like that, but it's like Steiny when he tries to trick us and he takes pictures on his tippy toes. You're not going to grow. I love you, buddy. You're not going to grow. Evan, we're not going to get more athletic. Now, we will get Kuminga back, but I think that's what's sobering about what I need to do and how Willard tries to coach me through this season about me getting too high and too low. That is not going to change with the 16 games and what did you say, 39 days, 32? I think it was 16
39.
Games. 16 39. 39. That, Evan, Steph needs help. Jimmy does too. And like when Steiny says, who can we throw the ball to occasionally, Moody, and create their own shot and put pressure on the D? There's two guys, Kuminga, Buddy, Steph, and at times Moody. Other than that, we are devoid in that department.
Well, they can't make a trade now. You know, we could talk about who they could get, but they cannot get a guy in. They can't get a Thundercat right now, Goo. Let's go to Leroy, who's in Oakland, wants to talk about some of those role players. Leroy, good morning, man. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, Evan? What's up, Goo? Happy hump day, guys.
Back at
I'm
you.
Enjoying the show. Real quick.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
I'm a veteran, and I know you guys are up against it, but look, Goo. If we are a three-pointing team, three-point shooting team,
okay.
The Warriors, I don't mean we, the
okay.
Warriors, then why did we keep Kuminga? Then why did we keep Kuminga? And here's what I really want to say. Goo, I've been trying to find out what's wrong. Evan, what's wrong with, I'm going to say it, my Warriors. I've been a Warrior since 75. I was 5 years old. I was 5 years old. I didn't know why everybody was jumping up and celebrating, but I know now, right? I looked at all the teams in the NBA, and you know what? There's 29 teams out of the 30 that have better role players than us. And what's more egregious is a lot of them are who the Warriors passed on. I'm looking at the names. After we took Jonathan Kuminga. I'm looking at the names after we took Pods. I'm looking at the names after we took Moody. And you go back and back. I can go back 10 years sitting there going, who is this guy that's cooking us? And I'm going to just come up with a name.
Okay.
Tom Seaver. Who is this guy? Never hit a point in the league, and now he's having a career day against the Warriors. I see that. I've seen that for the last 10 years where nobody's end up making a name for themselves against the Golden State Warriors. There's 29 teams who have better role players than us. I look at a Kongawu from Atlanta, Hawks.
Yeah, I like him.
We took Wiseman. And I remember that draft going, hey, if you're going to take a big man, take the kid out of USC. So I looked down at the Cam Whitmores. I mean, we took Pazinski, but Cam Whitmore was sitting there, and I know he's not doing much, but I think it's just a product of him being in a bad situation with bad teams. But I look at all these players over the years, and I'm going, damn, we could have had some of these players. So our role players are the worst in the league, and we have to fix that.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate it, Leroy.
Thanks.
Evan, what do you say to that?
They're not the worst in the league, but they're far from the best in the league. I don't think the Warriors have the worst role players in the NBA. Otherwise, well, I think you saw a team on Sunday that's got some bad role players.
Yeah.
And that's why they got two wins in New Orleans.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll say this. I don't know if you know, Tyus Jones hadn't scored in two games. Was 0 for his last 11. I'm just saying, went 3 for 3 against us last night. But I'm just, it's only three shots. But it does seem like just journeymen or youngsters will give us, they'll have a career night against us. And we don't have the worst others. But I'm wondering if that gap is bigger than any of us thought between where Dre, Jimmy, and Steph are and what they need their others to be collectively.
Well, real quick before we hit a break here, I think my biggest issue with the role players is none of them are getting any better. Like,
wow.
And none of them have
Kuminga,
taken
though.
None of them have taken leaps. How many of the young guys for the Warriors are,
I think Moody's taking a leap,
markedly better than they were last year? Since they've gotten better since they come in the league. But since last season.
Well, Moody had a great season last season.
That's my point. You need him to be better. And so far, he's been good. Moody's been fine. But right. I think maybe that's what Leroy's getting at. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Getting it for Steinmetz with Guru. We got Ted Wynn coming up in about 15 minutes. I want to get your calls in before then as well. Coming up, the Niners take on Carolina and the Panthers on Monday Night Football. You know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from Levi's Stadium. Wilder and Dibs get you set for the game starting at 2 o'clock. So come on down for great food, great drinks, and more importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. We'll see you there. The segment sponsored by In at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year is magical at Inn at the Tides. Starting December 1st, special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. Book your escape now at innatthetides.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.